feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak loud. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine. Words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Love Live, Rock Remnant Reality Radio's RIP 2.0. That was Toby Mac and Speak Life to kick off this evening's broadcast. Leila Tov, everybody, good evening and welcome. I'm Shalayach Scribe, and I am president of Emulators MC, Shalayach Havahava, and your Yah Jay for Yahweh this evening. And I'm doing everything I can to bring forth as much energy as possible. It's been a full day. So let's get to it. We start each podcast at 7:07 Pacific Standard Time, 9:07 Central Standard Time, and 10:07 Eastern, also Standard Time. If you'd like to join us on the call, just dial 727-731-3257. No access code is needed. The one and only call-in number to hear the Ruach and Emet is 727-731-3257. And you are in. If you're new here, we hope this resonates with you and you keep coming back. If you are not new here, it means you've been here before, which means apparently it resonated with you, as you wouldn't still be here.
Hello?
And that's an awesome thing. Marissa, are you ready to read the warning?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Warning. Damaged souls, damaged hearts, crushed spirits, who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. Transform Recovery is a refuge. The healing place, the hospital for the heart, the sanctuary for the soul. A warm, friendly environment was created for caring, compassion, and love to be realized. No plastic people here. We keep it real. We invite you to do the same. Open up, share your in-depth testimonies, your fiery trials, and your tough temptations. Holding our past inside is poison to our souls. Sharing our issues openly reveals that which has been hiding in darkness to be brought into his marvelous light. It exposes the accuser, it loosens the liar, and it lessens the load. The freedom to feel you can safely open up in these love fellowship groups is vital. You're under no surveillance, and Transform Now is not connected to any law enforcement agencies. You're not being set up for any type of failure here. No incarceration, no mental institutions, but for you to find your new exciting life as one in your new Yachim, as a new creation. We are not an anonymous fellowship group like other 12-step programs. Rather, we are very outreaching and promotional in an effort to reach the lost on purpose. Although we are not anonymous, we are very confidential. Opening up as a group is not to put your bad business out there, but rather to put out the solutions. We are in Transform Recovery have come to understand that people will attend our love fellowship groups from all walks of life. People from every color, race, gender, and background imaginable. Newcomers will come into our groups extremely worldly, fleshly, broken people. They may be homeless, helpless, hungry, hurting souls who have no idea what to do. The amount of family dysfunction, soul sickness, and actual abuse, whether sexual, mental, physical, or emotional, will vary from person to person. Some may be heavily sedated on prescription drugs or may have even used earlier today. It's very hard to help someone who is intoxicated, so we encourage anyone who is attending that has used earlier today to please speak with the Transformer after the gathering. We are aware that some are suffering severely and are hurting over things that may be quite graphic and horrific in nature. We want you to know you're in the right place. You're safe here. We learn to listen with the utmost sensitivity to each other's circumstances, one's scars, one seemingly impending doom of a jail sentence, a repossession of a car, a home foreclosure, one struggling with homelessness, or even a house fire where all personal possessions were lost. Some will be struggling with hunger, poverty, sickness, dereliction, degradation, the death of a loved one, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, physical abuse, even torture, and or extreme bodily harm, etc., etc. The list of potential hurts and pains is as endless as addictions, idols, false gods, and sins. We encourage you to patiently and respectfully listen to each person's share, empathetically understanding that some may be understandably quite rough around the edges. Their language may be offensive, as they may not yet learn to communicate properly without any street talk, cursing, swearing, or lascivious talk. We ask you to long suffer with those still working on the perfecting of their potential dysfunctional, drug-damaged, or destroyed abusive character. We ask as you share to refrain from any inappropriate speech, but we all must be sensitive to where each speaker may be. Some may have never even opened up the word before, and they may have no clue who the Messiah Yeshua is, let alone Yahweh or the Ruach HaKodesh. We can never assume that everyone is in the same place with their relationship with the Creator. Some may not know him at all. Some may in fact have had bizarre church experiences whereby the spirit of love was pursuing them, but yet could not receive that love, or may have rejected Yah, Ahava, as he's trying to save them. We cannot possibly begin to stop, censor, or filter anyone sharing. This is a saying that truly applies and transformed. We cannot become so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly good. Staying relatable will assist us greatly in working Kifei Kadesh Scripture Step 12, which is essentially helping others correctly in the standards of leadership set forth for Transformers and Kifei Kadesh Scriptures.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. I appreciate it. We are going to jump into our seventh bodybuilder right now. And what that is, what that all entails, what that lets you know about, is the fact that we are a completely and totally self-sustained ministry. We're getting no outside aid from anybody. We are all marketplace ministers. But it does take funds to reach the hungry, hurting, homeless, and helpless among us. It's a task we take on gladly, but from time to time we do need help. And being able to help do that is not a bad thing. It shouldn't be something that's looked on. It's not one of those things where when somebody says, well, we're going to take an offering, that we go, yeah, again, here we go with the asking for money. It shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be like that. Because you see, at the end of the asking for money, the reason that the tithe is asked for, it's not just money, but in a lot of ways today, in today's society, it comes out that way. But even at that, it's all Yah's anyway. He gave us the strength to create wealth. Not only did he give us the strength to create wealth, he also created the gift of giving of that wealth that he gave us the strength to create, to be recipient of the promises that he speaks of to those that do give with the proper intent, with the proper heart. Ecclesiastes 11:1 tells us, and you will have to forgive me because I just grabbed my Bible, so it might take me a minute to find this. Let me see. Now I'm going to go to the table of contents. Forgive me, folks. I apologize. All right. Let's see. There are ways to go here. And this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. I apologize for not being effectively prepared. Ecclesiastes, or Koheleth in the Hallelujah Scriptures, tells us there is no remembrance of former ones. Oh, I'm sorry, I got that wrong verse, or got the wrong chapter. It's 111, not 111. If you were expecting perfection when you came on the line today, the physicality of our being has other thoughts. All right, 11:1. Send out your bread on the face of the waters, for after many days you shall find it. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil might be on the earth. If the clouds are filled with rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north in the place where the tree falls, it is. He who watches the wind does not sow, and he who looks at the clouds does not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of Elohim who makes all. I want to stop there, and we're going to focus on the first verse. Send out your bread on the face of the waters, for after many days you shall find it. Now, many days here is subjective. We don't know when Yah is going to pour out his Baruch Atah. The fact of the matter is, we are supposed to give liberally, whether it's of our sustenance, our food, our substance, whatever the situation. Abba Yah commands us in other places in his word that if we are obedient to that command, He will open the windows of Shamahim and pour out a Baruch Atas, so much so that we will not have storehouses sizable enough to hold them all. Abiyah is double dog daring us to walk into his promise and prove him. And if I know my Elohim, he's not going to subject himself to being called a liar. He hasn't yet. Why would he start now? So why not become part of every aspect of the promise of his goodness in his Ahava and just let it pour out in our lives by doing what he's asked, by sowing into the ministries that have sown into you, by loving and supporting those that have loved and supported you through whatever. It doesn't really have to be that taxing or that emotionally draining an exercise. Abiyah has already promised he's going to give it back. Don't give for that reason. Just know that it's coming. And if you are there, and you are willing to contribute to help us fulfill our mandates, you can go to give.yahweh.love. It's our free PayPal giving portal. You can send a check or money order of whatever size, whatever Yah puts on your heart, to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Or you can text 77777 to 44321, which is probably the most convenient for all of us. We all like things now. We don't like to wait. But sometimes Yah makes us wait for our own good. Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the fact that they are yes and amen towards us. That you are the example that you want us to strive for. Abba, we know that all wealth is in your hands. We know that you created us, you gave us the strength, and you gave us the ability to love. So Abba, help us to love even with our finances. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, well, as I said at the onset, I am Shalayak Scribe, president of Emulators MC, and I am glad to be here. I am thankful. I'm thankful for today. I got some necessary stuff done. I was able to get with Dan Cotton this evening for a little bit. I was able to reintroduce myself to my new next door neighbor, a really nice young couple. He and his wife, I don't remember her name, I'm ashamed of myself. His name is Joel. They've got two sons, 9 and 7. He's a 10-year Marine Corps vet. And he was over in Europe for 3 years working for Amazon. He's now working for Toro out in Plymouth. Seems like a really nice guy, and he wants to learn more about the business brokerage situation that his stocking-footed neighbor told him about a couple days ago when he was rolling through the park. Yeah, you heard that right. It was kind of funny. Dan wanted to connect. He wanted to make sure he knew where I lived. And I had just laid down. I was going to try to catch an hour nap before the call. I should have known better. I wasn't going to struggle putting my boots back on, so I just walked out in the backyard and walked across the street in my socks. And said, to heck with it. Whatever happens, happens. So we had a good laugh. I'm grateful for it. I got some cool neighbors. And I think as things happen, and I will be getting some information out to him tomorrow, I think as things happen that he will see the value in this. So praying for Joe and his family. They are moved into the house on the river right across the street from us. Thankful for progress, even if the steps do seem a little slow, a little stilted, they are there. They're happening. So with that, I will pass to whoever wants to introduce themselves next. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer. Go ahead.
All right. So I am grateful I got my Hebrew Roots Bible, and I walked through the door an hour ago, and I pulled it out. I was so excited, and I actually went and I did a little bit of homework for myself. I read John chapter 9 about the blind homeless guy, and then I also went and compared my notes to the Bible verses for the epileptic boy, and I'm grateful I learned something that I didn't really learn from the regular Bible that I am used to reading from. I learned that I've got to pray, fast, and have faith for my epilepsy to be delivered, and I learned that I also have to be anointed like the blind guy was in the John chapter. So that was very peaceful, so I'm grateful for that. And so I'm grateful I'm getting everything packed so I can move to Phoenix, Arizona. So that's about all I got to say. With that, I'll pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Jennifer. Let's keep it rolling.
Well, hallelujah, Johnny. And hallelujah. My I guess spirit man is stirred up. I don't know exactly what all's going on. So I've been praying in tongues under my breath for a good portion of the evening. And Scribe, remember the Indian young man, Lee?
Yes, I do.
Well, he called me today. We didn't get to talk very long because, you know, I'm in the middle of Lori getting out of the hospital and a lot of other stuff. But we're going to be back in touch with each other. And I just think there's hope and future with him. I think, wouldn't it be nice for to know that we helped the Native Americans get the patch? So there's hope there. And let me think. And, of course, that the eyes of his understanding are opened, and that he's just having a taste of what all Yah has for him. And I'm thankful for Lee. I'm thankful that I just remembered this is September. And September is 44 years of sobriety. When day at a time with my Messiah. I can't say it was always emotional sobriety, and I can't say I didn't have other types of addictions kick in, which are listed in our list, but I do know that I learned that drugs and alcohol is not a solution, and I learned who the solution was, and I'm so grateful that Yah is the most high deity, and he never lets us go. Never, never, never. He wants us saved. He wants us happy. He wants us to be among his people. And I'm so grateful that his plans are good. And I'll pass.
Well, hallelujah. That's awesome, Yami. I'm glad you heard from me. Now that you brought it up, I also heard from Tammy today. Yami, you remember Tammy?
Yes, hallelujah.
She is excited about the patch. She cannot find the extras that we gave her. She's excited. I did send us more information. So she's definitely followed up about it. And
wonderful.
She was not aware that we were actually in ministry. So I gave
her
a call-in number as well. So, yeah, good things are happening. The train ride was...
Yeah, I haven't given that to Lee yet. I will be giving this number to Lee. He says he doesn't think he has addictions, but who knows, right? So I'm going to talk to him about that, too. So sorry you interrupted your... It's your show now, right?
That's all right. So, I'm going to mute because I'm about to sneeze, so whoever's next, get there.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Yami. You know, there's the warfare that's taking place because of what we're overcoming in the next day or two. And I've noticed it earlier. So as Yahweh is, as Vak was talking earlier to me about discernment, so there's some things that Yahweh is helping me understand through this process of submitting to him more. And as me and Yami came into an agreement and we're looking to the challenges and the defects that we're overcoming. And I'm thankful for Yahweh, for Yahweh's revelation. So I need just to keep on pushing through whatever it is, Yami, because that's Yahweh's discernment in the warfare that's taking place. Because today I was really struggling with focusing, and I've been having that a lot, off and on, and trying to get through it, typing up something, and then they're getting distracted or doing something else or getting a phone call or wanting to do it, and then it's like I'm trying to look at my notes to type it up, and it's like, where was I? So yeah, I was coming to a conclusion that my phone can be a distraction too. Was yesterday, and so Rock had the help me understand. So I think just putting my phone, I may maybe have to put it in a lockbox or just putting it in the other room. But it's not only the phone, it's other things that can get distracting. So basically, he always helped me understand that, and as well as the mental health defects and the demons that are trying to mess around in there. They have no place, and I'm taking authority over all of the evil things that was planted throughout the years that's keeping me from being full and free in Yahweh. I mean, full in the Ruach and free in Him. So I am free, and as Yahweh is revealing and I'm praying for these things to get gone. So I'm thankful for Yahweh's understanding and wisdom and his deliverance, and thankful for my little one, Eva and Aiden. She's so cute. I don't talk to Aiden as often because he doesn't usually answer the phone, but I should give him a call and see how his school's going and whatnot. I can't believe he's in seventh grade already. They grow up so fast. So I look forward to seeing him in a month or two. Ish. So I'm thankful for and Rock and Sand, and as well as everyone else in Scribe and Yami. So I'm thankful for the for our Mishkapah and for Jennifer, and as well as the just watching the process of dogs learning to bond is a thorough process, because it's a lot different than cats, because cats can just hide in the other room and they can walk on top of the furniture and they can avoid each other at certain costs, or you can just shut the door. But dogs are different, so it's interesting. And so I'm thankful that it'll be a good fit. It's just gonna probably be a good while, but I'm thankful that this new dog will be a service from what Rock is needing. So I'm thankful that Yahweh is providing that. So hallelujah. And I'll pass.
Hallelujah. Well done, Marissa. Thank you for sharing. Who's next? Well, all righty then. We come back after this and we'll check in again. I'm sure we got some other people coming on that are going to want to introduce themselves. Hallelujah.
This is where it begins. This is where all the worry ends. This is where I say I don't need to have control. This is where I admit
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to be joined shortly by another Cotton. He got stuck up here in Sheboygan because there was a bad accident on I-43 southbound. So he is on his way back. I don't know if he's called in or not yet, but is there anybody else out there that wants to introduce themselves this evening before we move along? No.
There is one more thing I'd like to say.
All right, and what would that be?
I talked to a lady today. She is actually a salesman for an insurance company, and I told her about the patch, and we're supposed to be meeting next Wednesday.
Awesome. So, congratulations.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
That is exciting.
So I also wanted to announce that. Now I'm going to mute myself.
All right, not a problem. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to ask Marissa to get herself ready to read the TR-12. I'm going to go ahead and kick off the cake, the Step 10 reading. And before we do any of that, did I ask Yami if she would break through the line? I honestly do not.
I'm willing.
Oh, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. So, Father, we take time now to thank you for this evening. What a wonderful time to meet my brothers and sisters at your table. And you being the author and the finisher of everything about us, that you are going to allow us to look at the reflection of ourselves in your word. And you're going to allow us to see and allow our brothers and sisters to understand where we're at and to express their caring and help for us to change where we need. Father, thank you that you don't let us be critical among each other, but you allow us to have the kind of love that helps, because your Ruach flows through us. And as we learn that flow, we learn to meet our brothers and sisters where they're at. And we learn to look at ourselves honestly where we're at. And when we miss it a little, because we always can see a little bit of our character defects, but you've given us brothers and sisters to where we do not. We have a blind spot. You allow them to see that so that we can be become more correct each day and more like you, and that we'll just be a continual flow of love through each of us, so that we can draw others, that love that you put in us, that Ruach that uses us, making us vessels of honor. And it's like a light that shines, and a neon light that people see and are drawn to. And thank you, Father, that you allow people to be drawn to you, and we're vessels that you can use. So we submit tonight, and we say, as we hear what the Ruach is giving us to deal with tonight, that it taps into the depth of our heart, and we see those things as they are, and either rejoice or deal with them. And hopefully more and more just rejoicing in you because you brought us through. You taught us the way to live a life worth living. Thank you. Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Kodesh, step 10. RIP 2.0. Ruach reflections. Is an examination of yourself weighed against every aspect of a perfect walk, a perfect life, modeled after the perfect person, Yeshua Messiah. Studying the Kodesh writings seriously is one of the greatest ways to go through each Kodesh Kitvei step thoroughly so that nothing is missed in the Yah development of the new you. A great suggestion for a successful, orderly recovery love fellowship gathering, LFG format, is to study in oneness, in Echad, each of the listed Kitvei Kodesh writings for each Kodesh step. As an example, simply pick a weekly, biweekly, every other day, or even every day love fellowship gathering at the appointed time for your love fellowship group to meet. The format you develop will dictate the length of time for each LFG. Activation of numerous small, private, intimate study groups is definitely going to take an army of servant leaders to step up, pun intended. Love fellowship gatherings don't need to be broadcast on Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio, nor does it need to be recorded, but to generate support from multiple locations. The Love Fellowship Gathering can work in conjunction with your local LFG. Kitvei Kodesh Step 10 is an activation step that activates the other Kodesh steps. Once we've taken some level of action on any Kodesh step, we must monitor our progress through the process of our own Yah development, recording Yahli actions, Yahctions, daily and or even fleshly actions. Gives us a way of reflecting on our behaviors, good or bad, never for condemnation, but rather for conviction from Ruach. This check by Yah love from within leads us into Teshuvah, change, or the way Yeshua, to transform positively out of an old pattern of thinking, a stronghold or evil wronghold, into a new pattern of thinking, a Yahhold. A paradigm is defined by Noah Webster as a philosophical and theoretical framework of a scientific school or discipline within which theories, laws, and generalizations, along with the experiments performed in support of them, are formulated. Noah Webster, the ultimate wordsmith, had the sacred scriptures in English literally memorized. While in the world before coming to our understanding of transformation made available by Love Inc. through Transformed Recovery, our paradigms were definitely influenced by ones misleading us through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. From Colossians 2:8 HRV, by Shaul the Shliach, watch that there not be one misleading you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. Books of Love or Ahava, Yahuwah Yahweh, or I Am That I Am, Ea Asher Ea. Hallelujah. Marissa, are you ready?
Sure.
All right.
Hallelujah. Transform Recovery 12KK Steps. Kitvei HaKodesh, the dedicated writings, or the Ivrei or Hebrew scriptures. TR 12KK Steps. Transformed Recovery, 12 Kitvei Kodesh Steps, 1st Yehohanan 4:8, is 1 John 4:8. Yahuwah is love, the TR 12 KK Step Love Bites of Yahweh, TR KK Step 1, we agreed without love, we were bankrupt, TR KK Step 2, we agreed Yahweh is pure love, TR KK Step 3, we agreed to do love as the perfect will of Yahweh. TRKK Step 4, we agreed to do love's deep written honest heart exam. TRKK Step 5,
We agreed to share love's examinations honestly. TRKK Step 6, we prepared our souls by fasting and praying for more love. In TRKK Step 7, we prayed, He, Yahweh, remove anything anti-love, humbling us. In TRKK Step 8, we made a list of people we hurt and didn't love correctly. TRKK Step 9, we agreed, Yahweh, and the people on the list. We asked Yahweh and the people on the list for forgiveness. TRKK Step 10, we examine love's 9 KK steps daily in our actions. TRKK Step 11, we prayed and listened to Yahweh, improving on love's will. TRKK Step 12, we practice love's will daily, making messengers by Yeshua's example of living these TR 12 Kitfei Kadosh steps. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Appreciate it. Are you laughing at that little puppy over there? All right. We're
I'm just laughing at Tom. And then I'm just having Yahweh's joy, I think. I don't know. No, she's running errands. She's out and about being a service dog.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we are going to be looking at Job tonight, 42 and 6. If everybody could turn there, please. I apologize if I sound quiet. I got my phone on the desk and my Bible in my hand. Again, that's Job 46 and 42 and 6. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
You're there. Is anybody else there?
What is the name of it in the Hallelujah scripture? Is it still Job?
On the right-hand side of the book, it's Job. On the left-hand side of the book, it's Eob.
Okay, gotcha.
That's an interesting name, Eob.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that pronunciation is right. Don't hold me to it. Don't judge me for it. I do not speak Hebrew yet. Hallelujah. All right.
Okay.
All right. Job 42 and 6 says, therefore I recant and repent in dust and ashes. Now, this is one of those verses where Job was right where he should be. He understood what he was doing. He understood the context in which he was saying what he said, because it was part of his life. He doesn't have to try to figure it out from a mere nine words on a page. So this is one of those where it might be beneficial to go back and read a little bit of the background so we get it. So let's go back to 42, verse 1. And Eob answered Yahweh and said, you know that you are able to do all, and that no purpose is withheld from you. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I declared, but I did not understand. But I did not understand wonders beyond me which I did not listen, or which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak, I ask you. Then would you make it known to me? I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore I recant and repent in dust and ashes. And it came to be after Yahweh had spoken these words to Eob that Yahweh said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is burned against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as did my servant Eob. And now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Eob and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves, and let my servant Eob pray for you, for I accept him, lest I punish you because you have not spoken of me what is right, as did my servant Eob." So in spite of everything that we know, on top of everything that we know that Job went through to get to this point in his life, and all, and the veritable tongue lashings that he got from his friends, and the, you know, the excoriation that he got from Yahweh himself when he began to question. When Eob stood before Yahweh of hosts and was in his presence and was able to see Yahweh with his own eyes, and it was probably just a part of him, because we know from Moshe that no man can see Elohim and live. But there are different dispensations, for lack of a better word, of that kind of Hanan. And Yah may have reconsidered that in the gravity and light of this situation, Eob had earned the privilege to see him face to face. We just don't know. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up. What we do know is that because of whatever it was that Eob experienced in that moment, at that moment of his life, it was enough to cause him to recant, to teshuvah, and to cover himself in dust and ashes, so that he appeared suitably humble enough before the Elohim of creation. I think it's important to note that Elohim did not stop him from doing so, but Abiyah in turn turned his eyes to Eliphaz and the other three, who did not speak well of Yahweh and were not willing to repent. So even though, well, it's not even though, Eob here gives a better offering, a better example of humility, of receiving the rebuke. Because let's face it, those of us that have repented and that have gone through a step seven, the removal process of anything that is anti-love, the removal process of anything that is not of Yahweh, is not always comfortable, not pleasant. It doesn't have to be. Excuse me. Yahweh answers to no one. But when it is done correctly, I believe what this verse is saying is we will know that it's done correctly. We will experience that knowing, and we will be able to stand confidently in it, regardless of how humbling that first or the first moments in it initially feel. Eob recanted. He repented. But there was no expression of shame. Therefore I recant. I have heard you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I recant and repent in dust and ashes. I made a mistake, Yahweh. I made a mistake. I spoke out of turn. I acted out of line. I was not obedient to your Torah. I was lawless. However you have to put words to it. Job did it. And it was accepted. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the privilege and the freedom to repent and to turn from our sins. Abba, that can't. I'm having a hard time stressing that emphatically enough. Whatever we go through, whatever we put your memory through as we go through our own stuff, you're still right there to lead us back to you, to right standing in you. And we thank you for that example of Ahava. Yeah, you did not have to continue to consider us as neighbors. But yeah, you did. Because you want to be in relationship with us as much as you want us to be in relationship with you. Abba, we thank you for your word tonight. We just ask that it falls on good soil, that it bears fruit, and that it bears a harvest, 30, 60, and 100 fold or more. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and yamen. All right, the line is open. We're discussing Job 42, 1 through 7 with a focus on 6. Who's got it?
I'm reading it from the Hebrew Roots Bible, and in the notes it says that Job finally realized that only humility and repentance would lead to a true relationship with Yahweh. Our self-justification is simply filthy range to him. Basically, is Job knew that the only way that he was going to get closer to Yahweh was through repentance and admitting that he made a mistake and having to go through humiliation because of the mistakes he made. And so that's what I gathered from it, is that, you know, sometimes we have to go through humiliation when we make a mistake or we do something wrong. That's how we learn, and that's how we grow as a person, as Yahweh's children. And so that's my take on it. And with that, I'm going to say hallelujah and pass.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. Hallelujah. Who's next?
Hi, it's Yami.
Hey,
oh, wow. When you were talking about humiliation, I don't like that word. and it's not what Yah wants us to understand in relationship with Him. I was taught this, heard this probably when I was in my late 20s, and it stuck with me. If I'm willing to humble myself, I'm saying, I know I've not did something the right way, and I take it to my Yah, and I say, I remember one time there was something I was trying to overcome, and it would kept coming back to me. And I finally was at the point where instead of putting ashes and stuff on me, I simply completely exhausted I went to my limit and said to Him from the depth of my heart, that I belong to You, I know that. But this thing, I don't know how to overcome it. Take me as I am and create in me what I need in order to overcome. And when I got to that point where I completely admitted I was powerless, I noticed it was gone. The bubble popped like it. I no longer was in bondage to that sin. It just lifted. But I needed to get to the depth of surrender. And that meant I needed to look at in a real, you know, take a real fine-tooth comb and get rid of anything that did not belong in my heart in that particular area that I was dealing with. So humility is a good word and what it means to me. I mean, humbling does. Humility gives me a picture. Humiliation gives me a picture of somebody shaming me, somebody talking negative about me. So I had to deal with that thought, and it was prayer time at church, and one of my dear sisters came up to me and handed me a verse and, she pointed it out in the Bible. And I read it and I wept and I wept for the cleaning that was happening in my heart, because it said in there that everywhere your name's been put to shame, Yah will make you it a praise. So that meant to me the very things that I was the ugliest in, that if I turn that to Yah, I could exchange that ugliness for the beauty, and my name would become a praise. Giving up of the meaning of that word, giving up the very action that I did, that I had reason to be ashamed. He turns it around in us. So that was what my experience is. Instead of doing the sackcloth and ashes, for me it was a depth a realization that I could completely give that ugly to him and he could make it something beautiful. I'll pass. Thanks.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Appreciate it. Who's next? I think we've only got one more. Or maybe two. I don't know where the overseers are in this mix, but
okay. So the number six. If I recant and repent in dust and ashes. So recant is, there's different things about it, but witnessing statements, and it's announced in public that your past beliefs or statements are wrong and that you no longer agree with them. So I know that my past statements and my past religion, things in the past, and witchcraft and different congregations and all that when I was in the previous, before I knew Jesus as Yeshua. I really got to.
All right, Marissa, now you're going to have to be the one to speak up a little bit more.
Okay. Can you hear me better if I hold the phone like this? Hello?
Keep talking.
Okay. I have the phone right in front of my mouth. I mean, I could go under the computer, but I don't want to open it. But so Yahweh has helped me overcome my past religions and past beliefs, as I am learning to renounce and to overcome those things that I like, and I'm letting Yahweh renew my mind to get the defects and the demons out of there, that I repent of the past evil ways when I was engaging in the flesh, in the ways of how Satan was swaying me and making me have the thinking that I could go and do it certain ways. Well, I would always think I could just go with whatever I wanted to do, and I wasn't always being strong and obedient in the word. So I know that my issue with the spirit of confusion, when it's creeped in and then had me going to where I didn't even want to open up the word, or I didn't want to go to church, or I wouldn't get on the calls, because I would make excuses, or I would always forget, or by the time I remembered, it was too late. And then I would just keep going in my own direction. So I know that for me to overcome this is to ask Yahweh to forgive me and to help me so I don't do it again, and that I can live in his Kavod in his righteousness, and that he will keep me free from the past false doctrines and false lies, and that he knows where I am going, and as I'm not letting the enemy trick me, that he's a lot of understanding with what it is in Yahweh. So I'm thankful that he's restoring things in my mind and renewing, and as I'm learning to press into my praying and getting things done, and I'm not letting myself get too overwhelmed and not getting over distracted. So I know Yahweh has things mapped out. So just to stay in where I am and not let myself get too far far away from what I'm supposed to be doing. So, and it's talking about and dust and ashes. I don't know what they mean by that. Repent and dust and ashes.
That was, it was habit. It was habit back then that you would cover yourself in dust and ashes, that you would put it on your head. You would throw it. It was an expression because from the dust we came, to the dust we will return. The level of sadness, the level of sincerity that they wanted to demonstrate to show to Yad that they were repentant was that they would find the nearest campfire and they would take a handful of ash from the fire and put it on their head and, you know, throw dust on their clothes and, you know, acknowledge their filthiness before a righteous Kodesh, holy Elohim.
Okay. So we're not putting dust and ashes on our faces or our heads, but Yahweh understands that what we need, what I'm doing. So, hallelujah.
Well, it's an example of understanding our own filthiness before Him when we do sin.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. This is a version of Psalm 139. Back in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. This is Search Me, Yah.
Search me.
right. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It was search me, yeah, Psalm 139, Teshuvah, repentance. September 8th, 2022, a rebellion. We need not lose faith when we become rebellious. Many of us have lived our entire lives in revolt. Our initial response to any type of direction is often negative. Automatic rejection of authority seems to be a troubling character defect for many addicts. A thorough self-examination can show us how we react to the world around us. We can ask ourselves if our rebellion against people, places, and institutions is justified. If we keep writing long enough, we can usually get past what others did and uncover our own part in our affair. We find what others did to us was not as important as how we responded to the situation we found ourselves in. Regular inventory allows us to examine the patterns in our reaction to life and see if we are prone to chronic rebelliousness. Sometimes we will find that while we may usually go along with what is suggested to us rather than risk rejection, we secretly harbor resentments against authority. If left to themselves, these resentments can lead us away from our program of recovery. The inventory process allows us to uncover, evaluate, and alter our rebellious patterns. We can't change the world by taking an inventory. But we can change the way we react to it. Just for today, I want freedom from the turmoil of rebelliousness. Before I act, I will inventory myself and think about my true values. Hallelujah. Marissa, you know what's coming.
Okay. Hallelujah. Praise to Adonai. Yes, rejoice in Yahweh. Always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The dawn is near. Worry for naught, but in all, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Mashiach Yeshua. For the rest, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is righteous, whatever is clean, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there's any uprightness and if there's any praise, think on these. And what you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these, and the Elohim of Shalom shall be with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. We will be... Whoops, that's not the button I wanted to hit, but it'll work. Actually, we're not going anywhere right now. Please, folks, forgive me. I am absolutely, my mind is fried. So anyhow, nope, that's too far. Yami, would you be willing to pray us out this evening?
I sure would.
Awesome.
Whoa. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, Father. Thank you for a pleasant awareness of we can bring everything to you and we can, you will meet us in the very deepest part, as deep as we allow you. And you know anyway, and you will bring us out of that darkness into your marvelous light. And we can walk with you, and we will not anymore be ashamed, but we will use that experience to help others, that they may come out of darkness too. Thank you that you said you give us love and all the parts of love. And Father, love is something. If we give it away, we end up having more. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah, Yami. Thank you for that. We will be back at 7:37 Eastern, 6:37 Central, 5:37 Mountain, and 4:37 Pacific with another Ruach HaKodesh-filled installment of Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare, where we learn how to start our Yam Yah's way. And if it was good enough for Yeshua, we know it's good enough for us. So we're going to close the night out with this one by Golden Resurrection. Yeah. We'll do this one. After this one, we will sign off and say goodnight. Hallelujah. This is Are You Ready for the Power? Hopefully we'll hear from you tomorrow morning. Yeah, Baruch. Scribe out. Oops, scribe not out yet. Apparently I hit the wrong button. And I canceled the song. Stop laughing. I can see your faces. I can almost hear it. Good night, all.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart, deep alone tonight. Spending all my love along the wire. They're saving the road, ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. I'm forever yours, faithfully.